Quickly, we want to talk about one of our newest sponsors here at News Talkers. It's the storytelling platform that helps you stay informed, Flipboard. Flipboard curates the world's stories so you can be smarter in your work, your life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. It's used by millions of people every day. Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. Get started right now at flipboard.com. Hey, podcast listeners, I'm Robert Burns, and this is News Talkers. Welcome to another episode of News Talkers. I am your host, Robert Burns, along with my co-host, David Bowden, on the other line in Central Florida.
Holding down the Sunshine State.
Holding down only in Florida stories. I do want to apologize. We missed last week. Some scheduling issues, and also I got sick on Thursday. I had to call out of work and everything, so I had to take a day to get back to 100%. Mike, summer has, Dave, wow. summer has really kicked my butt, man, because not only I got sick, but then I got an ant bite on my foot, like right on that toe area, so you can't avoid it with wearing shoes. So now I got like, I'm walking around like a club foot right now, like I got a mean limp.
You get attacked by ants?
I can't even do like a cool walk on summer. Like I go to the gym and I walk in there with a mean limp. What's wrong with you? Nothing. I got beat up by an ant. Like I got nothing. That's my story.
Was it one of those fire ants, dude? Because
I don't even think it was a fire ant. I think it was just like an ornery, like my anthill rent is too goddamn high and I'm going to bite somebody. Like that's what got me. He was just angry.
Just
and
a regular
upset.
Ant with a bad attitude.
You know, like his girlfriend just left him. He lost his job. The car note was coming out soon. Loitering at a Circle K, just hanging out, ant. Like that's who it was.
You probably stepped on his family. He was trying to get you back.
Maybe I'm the one who started all this.
Exactly. Who knows?
All right. So again, we want to always give you a couple of the top stories throughout the week. Some of the strange stories and hysterical headlines you might have missed. David, I'll let you start off because a lot of people want to go on vacation and can't get there fast enough. This guy, he tried to get somewhere too fast.
You know what he was doing, man? He was testing out his brand new McLaren 720S. Now, if you don't know what a McLaren is it's almost like a concept car. The vehicle is so fast, goes 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds.
That's fast. Well, I'm no mathematician or scientist, but fast.
That's fast. And apparently this guy was not even close to being ready for all of that power. So here's what happened. We're in Great Falls, Virginia for this one. Now, police say that a driver who just purchased this car, $300,000, okay, speeds off down the road, can't make the turn, slams into a tree.
And they turn pretty tight, but apparently not tight enough.
This is not a track. He was not on a track. He was just on a public road. And you should see, you have to go. You go to, I actually have it posted. So look up News Talkers and you will find a picture of this vehicle. It's horrific. I swear, I hope he purchased the gap insurance on this car because it was only a day old.
Here's the thing is if you look at that picture, it looks like the car is so jacked up. Like he hit two or three trees because if you hit one in the front, like you're going to get some front damage. This is front damage. So the damn steer, the wheel, the driver's side front wheel is in the middle of the car.
I don't know how you get it there. It's just unbelievable. The windshield shattered. The whole side of the car is sheared off. And he only had the vehicle for less than 24 hours, dude. Can you imagine? He's got a good amount of money because he can go and buy a McLaren in the first place. But you know what?
McLaren 720S is the model too. In case anybody wants to Google it, McLaren 720S out there, which costs around $300,000. Mike, David mentioned. I keep calling you Mike today. I don't know why.
I look like a Mike.
You can be a Mike. Can be my Mike. I want to be like Mike all the time. Maybe that's why.
Sometimes I dream that he is me. Got But yeah, look at the pictures. I know David posted it on Twitter this morning. Hashtag News Talkers. The Fairfax County Police posted the picture. So you know it's good when police are calling you out.
Yeah. And they, yeah, they put this on Twitter talking about how you need to slow down. And they say, fortunately, the driver got away with non-life-threatening injuries. But that's a testament to the vehicle itself. Because if you see this car, you know somebody should have been hurt. Not only their feelings, but they should have been physically hurt, because man, if you look at this, it's amazing that anybody even survived.
This guy's pride has got to be just out the window at this point, along with it. But, you know, I don't know about you. I just got a new Mazda, and I drove that thing 2 miles an hour, 2 miles an hour just off the lot. And I stayed on the frontage road. I didn't even get on the highway right away. I kept it low because I wanted to feel new. This guy had to break it in and just broke it.
And just broke it.
Just broke can't the whole it, damn man. Car.
Too can't, much speed.
Too well. It was too. And it was just him in the car. It's not like he had like a pretty lady in there. Not like he had anybody in there to distract him. It was just him having fun. They sent him to the hospital. Says with non-life threatening injuries. But that car is dead on arrival at this point. That poor car. You know, probably the guy who made the car, because they don't make those in supermass. You know?
No. Those are like
punch those off the line like a Focus. They're a little different. Not getting a McLaren Jetta. It's not working that way.
You know, and this thing has to be like special ordered, the whole nine yards, and he just wraps his around a tree. And you know what? Either he's got a whole lot of money and he's probably laughing at this right now, or he's taking a serious look at how his life is going right now.
And you mentioned before we started the show, really hope he got the gap insurance.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, hope he got the gap insurance, because driving off the lot, you figure this thing probably depreciated about $60,000 or so. So, yeah, for them to replace that, I don't even know if the insurance company, if he had the policy long enough for them to cover that vehicle.
See, my question is, because you know when you go car shopping, you always try and negotiate the little things in to make you feel better. The dealership doesn't care. Like, for me, like, make sure it's got a full tank of gas. Hey, how about I get that first couple of oil changes? Like, you think he did the same thing when he left the car? Like, that was his biggest concern before he left with the car was, hey, can you guys make sure that you top it off for me? I don't need to fill it up real quick.
I've heard oil changes for that vehicle are somewhere around $4,000 or $5,000.
I don't doubt it. But if you got, here's the thing. It's like having a boat, Mike. Like, or Dave, damn Mike. It, again. It's like having a boat, Dave. You know, you're sitting there. If you got a boat, you're not worried about, like, who's cleaning the boat. You're not worried about, like, you got money for it. Like, if you have a McLaren, you're not worried about getting the oil change for the McLaren. But for us Joe Schmoes, who are sitting there synthetic or non-synthetic, like, what am I gonna splurge this week? That's a big deal for us when talking about $5,000. Just take it to the shop.
No doubt.
All right, so this guy was speeding over there. I've got someone who didn't have a sports car like that, but was also stupid and speeding at the same time. This one is in California. I'm going to leave that word. Make all the California driver jokes you want.
Right.
Oakland Highway Patrol over there in California pulled a guy over, and we talked about how hot it is. I mean, in Death Valley, I think yesterday it was 120 degrees, our meteorologist said, which is ridiculous. Here in Central Texas, we have the hottest day ever at 114 degrees for us.
Woo!
So it's hot. Man. It's too hot. The rent is too damn high. And this guy was just speed. And so they say there was a study that was released, David, that said that the heat actually messes with you psychologically.
Oh,
you
know, yeah.
It has you do some things. It has you see things. So this guy in Oakland was driving on I-980, and he was going in a 65-mile-an-hour zone, 99 miles an hour. My man had somewhere to get.
He had somewhere to go.
Got busted by highway patrol, as do most speeders out there. And so when they walked up and they said, hey, let me see your papers and paperwork, and, you know, do you know how fast you were going or why I pulled you over? Driver says, I don't know. I wasn't going that fast. Officer says, what are you talking about? And so the officer showed him the speedometer on the reading, because they have the little the gauge right there. And so it said 99 miles an hour. This guy wasn't having it. And so he told the officer, he said, that's wrong. That's not how fast I was going. That's the temperature. It's hot today.
Rent is too damn high. Rent, it's too damn high.
The property taxes are too damn high.
So I'm with Jimmy. The rent is too damn high.
He tried to
blame it on the temperature.
He was trying to blame it. The thing is, though, it was only an 80 degree day, according to the weatherman. It was only 80 outside. So he really wasn't getting away with that. So he recommended that he said, quote, the display must be the current temperature. And the highway patrol officer just kind of laughed and said, and in his report wrote, there was an awkward silence for a few seconds before he signed the citation at the end.
So you got to give him all the credit for quick thinking, though.
You know, 99 miles an hour during rush hour. Pretty impressive out there in a 65 mile an hour zone. But he got busted and tried to talk his way out of it. The patrol officer even took a picture of the speed gauge that he used. It said 99 miles an hour, miles per hour, not degrees from Fahrenheit. 99. the thing that catches me is we all think about doing that stuff. I might think about saying it, but I'm not actually going to say it.
Hey, but the execution was good, man. You got to think, this guy's thinking fast, trying to avoid a ticket. He thinks up something really quick, and he executes. I got to give him props.
You're giving him an A for effort, huh?
I'm giving an A for effort.
Oh, I'm trying to, and I can't make out what kind of car it is. It looks like, I can't even tell you. I would maybe a Volkswagen, I don't know. But I do think it's funny. It was, you know, he was owning it. The problem is that if the meteorologist that day would have said it was a 100 degree day, he might have gotten away with it. He might have made the patrol officer laugh and getting the warning, and then go. But because it was 80, you know, with a slight breeze, probably wasn't working.
Hey, listen, I got a speeding ticket one time. This is when I was much younger. My first car, a Dodge Colt. I'm driving a Dodge Colt, and when the guy pulls me over, I asked him, how much was this ticket going to be? And he said $126. So wow. He wrote $126 in the slot where it said what my speed was.
So you got out of it.
I think I'm going to jail at this point, right? I take the ticket to court. Go to court. The judge looks at it and says, young man, you were driving a Dodge Colt? I said, yes, sir. He said, and it says here you were going 126 miles an hour? I said, yes, sir.
In a Dodge Colt?
I know. A Dodge Colt was not going 126 miles an hour. Dismissed.
You must be out of your goddamn mind.
I got out of it.
Man, the Dodge Colt, see, what people don't recognize is that would shake like the space shuttle when it goes through the atmosphere once it gets to like 80. Once you push 80, that thing is rattling all over the place.
For the old heads out there who remember the $6 million man, my car was breaking up. It would be breaking up at that speed.
People think it's a transformer, but the pieces never come back together. They just stay on the side of the road.
Exactly. Exactly. That's how his brother was thinking, man. I got to give him credit. I give him props.
Oh, bless his heart, as they say. Speaking of, all right, so bless your heart. I don't know if I even want to bless this guy's heart in Massachusetts. Here's our third story of the day on the News Talkers podcast. Again, thanks for listening to us. Hashtag News Talkers on all of your social media platforms. We're moving to Massachusetts now. I don't know how to pronounce this town. Plaistow? I don't know. Plaistow, New Hampshire, really. Where a man is trying to get his workout on, Mike. When was the last time you went to the gym? Be honest with me.
It's only been about 3 months.
Okay, all right, 3 months. And was it one of those chain gyms, or do you go to like the local Bob's gym around the corner?
I kind of think that this was the same gym that this guy goes to, the same chain that this guy went to.
Same chain, okay. I'm a Gold Gym guy. I'm going to give them a little shout out here because I love them to death. I actually have training this afternoon, so I love me some Gold's Gym, and I'm going to stay at Gold's Gym, and I'm not going to go to Planet Fitness, ever. I'm not, because I've given it away right now. That is where this happened, and I lied. I'm sorry. The town is Haverhill, Massachusetts. Haverhill, Massachusetts, at a Planet Fitness over there. Police say this 34-year-old guy was removed from the gym because he was working out with his clothes completely removed. My man nice. Was in his birthday suit, buck stark naked, working out at a Planet Fitness that he stripped down inside of this place.
It gets hot in there, man.
They got air conditioning vents. It's all purple. Like, it's just... Officers say they arrived and they found him completely nude in a yoga-type position.
Oh, that's nasty.
See? My man was concentrating. Shoot.
This guy put stink... it's not even stink face reading this story. It's stank face.
Stank. Reading this, stank.
Thinking of this nasty, hairy guy. He's got a face full of hair. But anyway. You know, they removed the guy from the gym, clearly. They asked him what you were doing and they're, why he working out naked in the gym. Said the statement he made was, they say this place is a judgment-free zone, right? That's what he said.
That's right. Why are you judging him?
You can't judge a man in a judgment-free zone. I'm sure he's going to take that to court, too, with him. But that is that is Planet Fitness's slogan, is a judgment-free zone. You can't grunt. You can't drop the weights. You can't. They don't even have certain machines right. in there to maybe even intimidate some people that might be a little too sensitive about it.
Because they don't want to hear that clank. That's right.
They don't want to hear the clank. So it's a judgment-free zone. And this guy decided he was going to go in there. You know, maybe he's more flexible without all the restrictions of the shirts and the shorts. At least have a pair of drawers on, man. At least have something.
Look, man, he tried to get his workout on. Leave him alone.
Yeah, I don't. At least cover up. Like, my dad calls them skivvies. At least have some skivvies on. Something to cover up a freaking leaf, a palm leaf or something wrapped around that general area to cover up a little bit, leave a little to the imagination. But this guy, Eric Stagno. He was sent to jail, only $1,000 bond, no, not that big a deal for him, but the story behind it is even better, and it really does not help Planet Fitness's image at all.
What, wait, now is he trying to give a reason why he did this?
No, there's no reason. His reason was, my man was working out and said it was a judgment-free zone, right? That's what he said. That's what he told the gym manager as they were letting him be escorted out of there. He was arrested and charged with indecent exposure and disorderly conduct, clearly, because he did not want to be removed. So clearly,
he was in the middle of a workout.
He was in the middle of something. But my thing is with Planet Fitness, I get the appeal to it. But this is also a place that has pizza parties for their gym members. That's like sprinkling crack in front of your customers to get them to come back. Like, we're just going to give you a little taste to make sure you come back tomorrow, and you got to work this off.
You got to definitely work that off.
Yeah, you got to work off. You need to burn your eyes after seeing this guy.
Give you free Tootsie Rolls, too.
Oh. There's enough Tootsie Roll going on. You remember the old dance of Tootsie Roll? That's what this guy was probably doing on the yoga mat. He was doing the Tootsie Roll.
The butterfly, that's old. Let me see the Tootsie Roll.
That's kind of crazy.
Scrub the ground. Nasty songs back in the day. Oh man. All right. I'm at a loss right now because I got this nasty image in my mind of homeboy at the gym.
Another 3 months before I go to the gym.
they need to give every member there a free month just for being right. Disinfect. What is that movie? Monsters, Inc. When they have to come in, the crew has to come in and clean and disinfect everything. That's what they need to do in that gym, is disinfect
anything he ever touched.
Oh, yoga mats, the squat rack, all of that stuff.
Oh, the squat rack. You had to say squat, really?
Yeah, I did. Weren't making this as big a deal as it should be. The yoga balls.
The yoga balls, man. Come on.
God.
Sliming all over. I just stabbed each one of them. Just popped them. Get rid of them. Get a new one.
Oh, Lord. Oh, just stay away from the leg press machine. Please. Ooh. Don't lay down and push.
Okay.
Next story, please.
Yeah, definitely. This one is not as much funny, but this is kind of crazy. With our political system going crazy as it is, in Michigan, you've got, in Kentwood, Michigan, you've got twin sisters who are running for office, which is a very admirable thing. You want to be civic-minded, get involved with the community. They start talking politics. Well, Monica Sparks and her sister, her twin sister, Jessica Ann Tyson, they're identical twins. Except when it comes down to politics. They're running for office in their town for Kent County Commissioner. One's running for the 13th District. The other is running on another party as a Democrat. Her sister's a Republican. She's running in the 12th District as a Democrat. Now, this is crazy because it splits up the family because they obviously want to be civic-minded, but they have very different ways of seeing how things should run. And you know what, with our political system right now, this is probably the perfect time for these girls to step out. It's amazing that they're campaigning separately, but they say that they still see eye to eye on a lot of issues, which is something we would hope many of our politicians now can try to see across the aisle and try to see things in a better way. But this is very cool. Up in Kentwood, Michigan, these two are running for office on different tickets and different parties. Kind of amazing. Yeah,
I think that's awesome. And you know, of course there's going to be things they see eye to eye on because they're going to be sitting around a Thanksgiving table with mom as the mediator at some point, you know, when this happens. But, you know, I think also the good thing in this is that they're running for different districts. They're not running against each other. You know, that would, in the short term, make it a really interesting and fun story. But, you know, the fact that, you know, this is like they're trying to be the Bushes of, right. Of that Michigan town, like they just want to have everybody in politics. But I think you're right. It is really cool and it is very interesting that you got this family here that they grew up and, you know, apparently they didn't agree with a whole bunch with each other as they were growing up as kids because right. They just split off in different directions. But, you know, you have two daughters, David. I mean,
Mike.
Again with this Mike. I don't know.
I'm just Mike this week.
I want to be like Mike. You have two daughters, though. You know, if they decided to not only run for office, but completely separate parties and run for a different commission, I mean, this is pretty unique and has got to be a proud parent out there thinking about it, too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to give up my party affiliation, but if I saw that one of my daughters was running against my party affiliation, I might get rid of the daughter. I mean, I raised them. You know what I mean? I spent a lot of time, a lot of money. You know what I mean? Just go against me like that, you might have to go too. But, you know, I like the fact that they're standing up. And listen, this is what Jessica says. She's the Republican in the family. And she says, it takes time to get to understand people. It takes time to get to understand their experiences. But if you do that, I promise you, you will find more commonality than anything else, which is very, very cool of her.
Well, she's got to say it takes time, but she's had 40 years to learn the other party sitting across the chair from her. So, yeah, she, of course, knows what her sister likes and doesn't like. The problem is other politicians don't want to spend that much time outside of getting a cup of coffee with anybody else to right. figure it out. So maybe they can spread a little cheer throughout there because the election's coming up soon. Are they November elections, I think?
They are November elections, midterm elections, so it's going to be very interesting in their house to see who wins and who loses. That's definitely something we will continue to follow on News Talkers.
Now, do parents, do they do, joint custody for that? Like, is one going to one party, the other one goes to the other? I mean, do you get a gift?
Thanksgiving, they get takeout, you know what I mean?
Chinese food.
Who had to move to Japan?
Oh, man, I got the orange chicken. Hold that one off for me, will you? I got the orange thing. You be careful though. Some of that Chinese food on Thanksgiving, I mess with your stomach if you haven't had it in a while. I haven't had Chinese in a long time. I had it and I was out of commission for a little bit. A couple hours, I was done. I caught up on a lot of reading. Let's say that.
There you go.
I had to go into my office, which is right next to my bedroom, conveniently. However, there's a guy in Virginia Beach. I'm going to circle this whole show around. We started in Virginia. We're going to end in Virginia.
There we go.
Guy in Virginia Beach, if he was trying to read up on anything in his office in the bathroom, This is not the safest time to do it, because he went to go sit down on his toilet, opened up the toilet seat, and saw a big old snake slithering out from the drain pipe.
Come on now, man.
Waiting for him to just say hi, like tongue sticking out and everything. Just, hi, how you doing, in the toilet. And that would freak the hell out of me. Could not deal with it.
Yeah, no. I would pretty much have to be committed.
Sell the house. Just done.
Sell the house. That little lady from
The Exorcist. Yeah. Get her in there. I know exactly where you're going with that one.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you'd have to come exercise this house. No.
Have that little 2-foot tough lady come on in there and get the demons out.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, the poltergeist lady. Yeah, that's it.
Poltergeist, that's what it was. Yeah, Exorcist was the wrong movie.
I have exorcised the demons. This house is clear.
But I probably would pull something like that if I saw something in the toilet. Oh, my God. My head would spin around. I'd be running around the house. Yeah, no. It wouldn't be good at all.
All right, so I'm going to read a little excerpt here from the story. So this guy goes in there. This was, I want to say it was earlier this, last week, rather, last Thursday night. This guy sees the snake's head sticking out from his bathroom toilet. Well, he says, when I saw the tongue of the snake, I was like, wow, we've had snakes in the yard, but never in the toilet. So his roommate, you know, called 911, pulled out a fishing pole.
How did that happen?
And this is going to get real strange in a second. This is going to get, you know, playfully awkward. So they didn't know if the snake was venomous. Right. They didn't know if it was a venomous snake or what kind of snake. They just knew it was a big one in the toilet. So they tied a noose around the end of a fishing pole like they were going to lynch it for some reason. But they fished it out because they couldn't just use their hand. They fished it out and then put it into a bucket and held onto it and just looked at it like they poked it with a stick to see what kind of snake it was and what it would do. Freaked him out a little bit, saying this wasn't normal, so they called animal control. Animal control finally came on over there. They were a little surprised at it as well. Again, this is in Virginia Beach. They don't get a lot of snakes slithering up toilet seats like in in Florida, I'm sure.
Yeah, but, probably here.
But apparently they went out there, and these guys did everything right, supposedly, from animal control standpoint. The type of snake here that it was, because they posted the picture on Facebook, it is a non-venomous snake, but it is a pretty big boy. Trying to find here, I had the highlight of exactly what kind it was, but I don't know, man. Like, I don't do snakes. My family, when we were growing up in Florida, when my dad would see a snake, he would kill it. Like, he would kill the snake. He would take a shovel and chop it up into a bunch of little pieces because he's a psycho. And he would chop it up into a bunch of little pieces, then take the shovel and toss the snake into the neighbor's yard because he didn't like the neighbor.
Oh, God.
But then he would go get snake away, and he would put snake away all around the house so the yard would smell like mothballs for a week on top. Like, and it could be a garden snake. He didn't care.
Wait, snake away? There's snake something actually would, called snake away?
There is something called snake away, and it supposedly the smell keeps the snakes away.
Okay.
Maybe, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's St. Patrick. Who knows? But yeah, it's this is interesting to see a snake slithering up in your
dude. That's not interesting at all. No, that's horrifying is what that is. That's the thing nightmares are made of.
So after that, I'm just this whole show has gone downhill very fast. I have no words for half of these.
Down the toilet.
It's really gone down the drain. Really has. I'm losing words here for a lot of this, but I would think, like, after that, every time you go to use the toilet, especially
anywhere,
if it's in the middle of the night, you're just going to be freaked out. It was a domesticated ball python. Non-venomous, but still a python. Just the name freaks the shit out of me.
Yeah, I don't want no python near my python, okay? That's just not playful. That's not fun. That's nothing that, No, this ain't Python's meeting, pythonmatch.com. No.
Swipe right on the python.
Yeah. I'm swiping on the toilet. No.
Oh, man. Lord. Where do you guys want to meet?
I'd have called your dad. I'd be like, hey, dude, man, can you get over here with the shovel and the detective?
Come handle this guy. He's not going anywhere. The toilet seat's down. He's not going anywhere, but we need to make sure this guy doesn't live past the half hour.
That's just awful, man. I can't even imagine. I'd have to find another way to go to the bathroom.
I'd have to get rid of everything. Like that room is quarantined. Like, that's a ghost room from now on. Like, people would come to the house and say, oh, what's in here? No, we don't go in there. Like a little girl died back in the Victorian ages. Like, we don't go in there. We just leave the door closed.
Man. Yeah, that's not the thing that I want to wake up to, go to sleep to, think about ever. Now, it's actually in my mind. So now every time I go in, I'm going to be with a flashlight or my phone light or whatever. I'm going to be looking. I'm going to take a quick glance before I sit and relax.
Just have a peek. Make sure it's an exit, not an entryway. Keep it that way going forward.
But wouldn't they drown in the python?
No, because the python can hold its breath. It's a water snake. It's like a water moccasin. It can handle. It popped its head out of the water anyway. Got a little air, so it's not going to drown.
This took a while to get from the pipes outside to inside of your house.
Yeah, well, they say it probably chased some food inside the house, somehow got in the house, and then went in the toilet.
Oh!
And stayed in the toilet, and then decided to pop its way back out. So it made its way, because I guess nobody used that toilet any recently to flush it to get rid of that snake.
Evil.
But, yes, that is, all snakes are evil. They are serpents of the devil. And that's why you get the 2-foot tough lady from Poltergeist to come in there and exorcise them.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Okay. That is all. This show is strange this week because we took a week off, so the momentum had to build back up. But thank you, everyone, for listening out there. Thanks to the people that have also favorited our show or subscribed to the show on either Apple Podcast or Google Play or Spotify or whichever platform you guys listen to out there. We really appreciate you. And leave us a comment, leave us a voicemail message, leave us a text message, whatever you want. Hit us up on Twitter or Facebook. Leave a comment on there. All the stories, all you have to do is search for hashtag news talkers on Facebook or Twitter. They will pop up. You get them every day. It'll be top of your news feed in there as well. So for us this week, that'll wrap it up. Again, we want to keep these around a half hour. I got nothing else, Dave. You got anything?
That's it, man. Make sure to hit us up. I'm D. Bowden Newsman, and that's NWZMAN on Twitter. And you can find me on Facebook as well. And, again, just search out that hashtag News Talkers, and you will find some of these crazy stories. And make sure you go and check out that $300,000 McLaren wrapped around a tree just less than 24 hours after being purchased. Fortunately, the driver got away with non-life-threatening injuries. I'd kill him for just doing that, though.
Completely wrecked. I hope this guy gets called out from all of his friends for the rest of his days. That'll wrap it up for us on the News Talkers podcast for David Bowden. No relation to Mike Bowden at all. I am Robert Burns. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.